it's not that fun going from having one heater to it dying and then replacing with a new heater. Like, you're not that excited about the new heat because you go from having heat to having heat. It's not like the heat feels different. They say, you know, this machine, this setup is quiet, but my old one was also quiet, so whatever. But I do have new heat. Way to go, me.
Your daily Lex.
I did get a heat pump. It's got a backup gas-powered furnace. And of course, the day they installed it, it was like 20 degrees, so it immediately had to go to the backup. And new air conditioning unit as well, because everything was 20 years old. So we replaced it all. Again, shout-outs to various folks who helped me in various ways, because that help was super helpful. Funny enough, I got to a point, because I knew a decent amount of information, thanks to listener Jay, I knew enough information to ask some pointed questions, and I was very polite. This sales rep has been in my house before, and no matter what, I knew I was going to spend a bunch of money. And I'm like, can you break down this pricing for me? And he's like, no. And I'm like, that's interesting. Why not? And he's like, well, nobody does. And I'm like, okay, I'm just trying to understand like what percentage is heat versus the air conditioning unit and labor. And he's like, well, what I can tell you is that it's about 60-40 labor to the materials. And that's just eye-popping to me. I don't know, it's crazy. But I got did some negotiating, and then I also got to qualify for a rebate. So it could have been worse. It was still unpleasant, but it could have been worse. So there's that. What a crazy weekend, though. My daughter Sierra turned 16, and she wanted a tea party on Friday for a handful of friends. We were super supportive, and she knew that one of her friends was going to have to come late because that friend had work, and so it was going to be a later thing. And Lauren and I had callbacks for a play we were auditioning for, and the callback said explicitly we would be done no later than 9, so we told Sierra we'd be home by 9:25, and we could do this tea party starting around 9:40, and that worked for her and all of her friends. At 9:40, we still hadn't been dismissed from the callbacks, which was very annoying. But it all worked out. We left around 9:45. We raced home. We got the thing going. Everybody had tea. They left around 11. It all worked out fine, but it was high stress for us and for Sierra when she wasn't sure when we were coming home. But we got it done, and Lauren really did a beautiful job with it. We had china, fancy teacups, and champagne flutes, which had, you know, sparkling cider. It was fine, but it was very cute. Boy, it's been hours since I recorded the first part of this episode. So let's see. Other fun things from the weekend. Liam had two editions of that show that he's the piano guy for, which means I got to see that show twice, and that went well. He's really very talented. There was the first day of that show. It was the first time that he was performing it while the show was actually happening. And so it was much darker than even the tech rehearsal had been. Normally a tech rehearsal should be, you know, or a final dress rehearsal should mimic the conditions of the actual show perfectly. And this one hadn't, because he texts me very early on, I can't see. I don't have any way to help him. He's at the piano. I'm not. But you know, with the stage light set up, he could not see his music as well. He could see the sheet music itself. What he couldn't see was the handwritten notes I had put on each page that told him when to start playing, because the score for whatever reason doesn't have any of his cues. So we had to look at the script for those, and then I would write the lines they had to listen for when he should start playing. And he couldn't see those. So he was in between songs. He would like take the paper down and put his flashlight on it and then put it up. And I was trying to text him instructions on how he could set up his phone's flashlight on his music stand, but he didn't want to do that. So for the next day, we had book lights, but it was kind of funny watching him struggle his way through. He was fine. He didn't really struggle, but it was still a challenge. And I guess that's all my updates for today. It's just Monday. You know, the week's just starting. I had a very busy start to my work week. My work days can fluctuate a little bit in terms of how busy they are. More packed means I'm making more money, so that's good. But Monday and Tuesday are especially packed. I think it's a lot of people trying to get meeting time in with me in before the holidays. So that schedule is crazy. Also doing the final planning bits for Liam's bar mitzvah, which includes a big old dinner at a kosher steakhouse not too far from here. And when we worked to make the reservation, they said, oh, that many people? It's a minimum $2,500 because you have to reserve our party room. That's insane. It works out to more than $200 per person. It doesn't make any sense. And I'm like, what if we just make two reservations, one for like 7 and one for 5 people? And they were like, oh yeah, you could do that. Okay, instead of paying $2,500 for 12 people. Sounds good. Anyway, that's my story. Happy Monday, everybody. More soon.
Lex.